This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
If you've read one of our previous recommendations to you, Little Women, here is a sequel to that book which we have brought for you today. It is called Little Men. It's written by Louisa May Alcott, who wrote Little Women as well. And this novel was published in 1871. This book has a lot of characters from Little Women. In fact, it is a semi-biographical work where she recounts her husband's life and along with him many children that were there at Plumfield Estate School. What exactly is there in the story? The story talks about 6 months of the life of students at Plumfield, and it's a school which is run by Professor Frederick and his wife Josephine. Story starts when Nat, a shy young orphan guy who loves playing the violin, enters the school. In fact, Nat is the narrator of the story, and he's the one who introduces every character which comes in the novel. Then there are 10 boys which attend the school, and after Nat comes his friend Dan, after Dan comes Nan, then Joe's sons come Rob and Teddy, and there's also a girl, Daisy. Now this school is not a conventional school. All the children living there have their own gardens, their pets. They are encouraged to free play, experiment with doing business. They are even allowed to have pillow fights on Saturdays. And a lot of emphasis is laid on raising these children with good character. Daisy is Meg's daughter, Meg from Little Women. And she comes there with her twin brother, Demi. There's no other girl of Daisy's age, but then Nan arrives. Nan is a tomboy. But Daisy is quite girly and she loves to play with dolls and she has her own kitchen. And the story is about all these students and how they have 6 months of their lives here. The story talks about how Daisy is really attached to her twin brother, her friend Nat and Nan. And how Nan and another student, Tommy, are also close friends. There is also a very sweet girl, Demi, and a little toddler, Teddy. And all the students living there are not treated with any partiality. They are treated as equals. So this novel was really loved by readers, little ones, who enjoyed reading it because it centered around those students which came from a diverse background, yet in the Plumfield School, they were all treated as equals. There was emphasis on science education, on treating children as individuals and taking care of their cultural, physical, intellectual, moral, spiritual and practical education. Thus, Plumfield for them became an ideal school which had a little of home, little of schooling, and laid emphasis on values and moral learnings. This novel, Little Men, was adapted into various genres. It was made into films, it was made into television serials, and also it was made into a Japanese animated film. The next book that came after this was Joe's Boys. And in the next episode, we will definitely recommend and review third book of the trilogy. If you want to listen to how Little Women was, explore the space and listen to the episode Little Women by Louisa M. Alcott. To know about other books, our reviews and recommendations, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Chimes Bookshelf.